AM Jackson, W2. You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W2.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. The January 6th panel has made scathing recommendations against former President Trump.
In addition to recommending charges of conspiring to defraud, conspiring to make false statements, and obstructing an official proceeding, the January 6th panel also feels the former president should be charged with assisting insurrection. That's a crime that, upon conviction, disqualifies the convict from holding office. Outgoing Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney argued Donald Trump is unfit to serve.
No man who would behave that way at that moment in time can ever serve in any position of authority in our nation again.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
A majority of respondents to Elon Musk's latest Twitter poll say they want him to step down as CEO. Nora Benavides is with the Free Press.
He really needs to implement someone and an entire board of directors that have priority and understanding of different issues. It isn't just enough to step down and put in another one of his yes men.
Musk has said he'd abide by the results, but has yet to comment. Title 42 is set to expire on Wednesday as border states deal with a large influx of migrants. KDBC-TV's Giovanni Carrillo is with El Paso, Texas.
Deputy City Manager Mario Diacocino says they will be working with other cities' NGOs while transporting migrants. He adds that they will be working with the state to add more places where migrants can go to. The city says the migrants will be transported to those locations if they wish to go there.
It's individuals who are choosing to go to that next city, wherever it may be.
More drones attacked Ukraine overnight, causing some serious damage to critical infrastructure. CBS's Ian Lee has details.
These strikes aren't deterring them from their will to fight against the Russians. Also, we heard it from President Zelensky, who said, you know, they can live without water, they can live without electricity, but they can't live with Russians on their territory.
The attacks come as Russia's president travels to Belarus for more possible military support. Some nasty weather's in the forecast this week. Weather Channel meteorologist Stephanie Abrams.
It is going to be cranking out the wind, the rain, the snow for our Thursday, Friday, even into our Saturday.
Just in time for Christmas travel, here's CBS's Jim Krasula.
Today's expected to be the busiest day at the nation's airports. Nicole Case and her family are traveling from Los Angeles to Costa Rica for Christmas.
2018, everybody got passports for Christmas. The pandemic slowed us down, but here we are.
9-year-old Edwin Rodriguez is excited to be traveling from Charlotte Douglas International Airport in North Carolina.
Seeing my family, my cousins, and to get a PlayStation 5.
This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matner with your headlines. Wisconsin's Republican leaders are again opposing state funding for a passenger rail project that would connect Milwaukee and Madison. The Associated Press reporting Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahieu opposes the state funding, but has not talked with Madison City leaders about the project. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has bluntly said, quote, no state funding, unquote, even though the project would be eligible for federal funding through the bipartisan infrastructure bill that passed Congress last year. Republican leaders in Wisconsin say they don't want to be stuck subsidizing the project when the federal money runs out. They acknowledge many people do commute between the two cities but are still opposed to the rail line. Former Governor Scott Walker killed a similar project when he ran for governor in 2010, saying few people would use it. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Mental health challenges impact us all in some way. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services is working hard to meet these challenges, ushering a new model of mental health care, redesigned with you in mind. This community-based system meets people where they're at, with culturally competent services, better access, and no wrong doors to begin the journey. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services, here for you, close to home. If you or someone you know is experiencing a mental health emergency, contact 414-257-7222.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm, built for real life.
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com. A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM, always streaming at WAUK Radio.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Merry Monday to you, my little buddy.
Happy Monday to you, Crudy Evan, working the board, our fair audience. Happy, happy, happy Monday. I've never been so happy on a Monday, Crudy.
I think it was a pretty damn good day, all things considered. The January 6th, the last committee hearing played out today. And they've issued a report. And that's sudden dumb. I mean, I was expecting a report this year, but a report immediately following the J6, it's like Christmas came early, buddy.
Well, it's not the entirety, Crudy. They named this particular report, which is, what, like 154 pages with 50 pages of footnotes. It's entitled Introductory Material to the Final Report of the Select Committee.
I'm going to make a confession on behalf of the panel. We are very hopeful that our good friend, the host of Morning Cannolis, former U.S. Attorney James Santel, coming on this fine program in the 5 o'clock happier happy hour. We're hoping he's reading the report right now.
Right now.
So we don't have to. I don't know if I'll get to the report, you know, at least not between here and the end of the show, Tom. So let me ask you. I've been on the road. I started the day in northern Wisconsin. Hayward, the buzz of the north, coming soon. But, Dom, you've had the benefit of at least perusing the report, skimming the report.
Downloading and searching and finding. That's what I did, Crudy. I got a PDF, and I the first reaction that I had when I saw this, Command-F, search, Ron Johnson. I couldn't help myself.
The very first search, we used to do that occasionally with former gubernator Scotty Wanker right here in the great state of Wisconsin. But Ron Johnson, you've searched him. You found him. He's in the initial report. And Dom, what do they have to say about Ron?
Oh, Crudy, it's not just Ron. It's also the Wisconsin Republican Party. Haven't mentioned they're in disarray. Allow me to kind of set it up briefly here from the reporting.
Let myself introduce myself.
Right. Page 31 of 154 from the January 6th report today. Multiple Republicans who were persuaded to sign the fake certificates testified that they were felt misled or betrayed and would not have done so had they known the fake votes would be used on January 6th without an intervening court ruling. One elector told the select committee that he thought his vote would be strictly contingent. It was a very consistent message that we were told throughout all of this, is this is the only reason why we're doing this, is to preserve the integrity of being able to have a challenge.
Let me guess. Is it Bob Spindell? Because Bob Spindell kept saying that's what Trump's lawyers told us to do. In Wisconsin election commissioner, Republican Bob Spindell was also a fraudulent Trump elector, was he not, Dom?
He certainly was. The report goes on to say the chairperson, and this is in quotes, quote unquote, the quote unquote chairperson of the Wisconsin fake electors, who was also at the time chairman of the Wisconsin Republican Party, insisted in testimony to the select committee that he was told that these would only count if a court ruled in our favor, and that he wouldn't have supported anyone using the Trump electors' votes without a court ruling.
Please don't send me to jail, is what he's really saying.
They don't name him in here, but who's that? Andrew Hitt, right?
When I was perpetrating the fraud, it was contingent upon other actions happening. So I didn't really commit fraud. Please don't prosecute me, is what he's really saying, Dom.
Well, that's what they're trying to lay that defense out. And now we get to it. Despite the fact that all major election lawsuits filed thus far had failed, Trump and his co-conspirators in this effort, including John Eastman and Kenneth Cheeseborough, pressed forward with the fake elector scheme. Ultimately, these false electoral slates, five of which purported to represent the quote-unquote duly elected electoral college votes of their states, were transmitted to executive branch officials at the National Archives and to the legislative branch, including to the office of the President of the Senate, Vice President Mike Pence. The fake electors followed Cheeseborough's step-by-step instructions for completing and mailing the fake certificates to multiple officials in the U.S. government, complete with registered mail stickers and return address labels identifying senators like Arizona Republican Party and the Georgia Republican Party. The Wisconsin Republican Party's fake certificates apparently weren't properly delivered, however, so the Trump campaign arranged to fly them to Washington just before the joint session on January 6th and try to deliver them to Vice President via Senator Ron Johnson and Representative Mike Kelly's offices. Both Johnson and Kelly's offices attempted to do so, but Vice President Pence's aide refused the delivery.
You remember during an earlier J6 hearing, obviously we played out today live right here on the Civic Media Network. Hell, if they spring another one, we'll play that one too. But I'm not hopeful at this point. This may be the end. But we kind of knew that part. They made a point, this January 6th committee made a point to throw U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, who wanted to personally deliver the fraudulent, they're not fake Trump electors, they're fraud. It's like delivering the fraudulent mortgage documents to the loan officer on behalf of the client so he can go steal somebody's house under fraudulent terms. How is it significantly different? Well, you can say there's no monetary upside for what, the actual signees? But Donald Trump's raised hundreds of millions of dollars on the precept that this election was stolen from him. And right-wing talk radio and many that supported this, oh, their ratings surged. Because Donald Trump, when he lost, you know what? The good feeling on the right, it was gone. They were depressed. But then Donald Trump said, no, it was stolen. Come meet me at the Capitol. You know that right wing, that echo chamber, Fox News, right wing talk radio, do you know their ratings have surged under the premise of the big steal? It was taken from them. It was a rigged election.
Sure.
Propagating that falsehood has made them tons of profit.
Has made them profit. I mean, the media has engaged with Trump. He's made everybody lots of profit, certainly in the news media. But they certainly made money. They're making money right now on this issue. And Donald Trump, as articulated today in the January 6th meeting, hundreds of millions of dollars. Why would Donald Trump lie? To hold on to power? Sure. To cash checks? Absolutely.
I think it was more about the power thing, right? Nothing else mattered effectively. That's what he was saying. There was some testimony to that effect. They played some of the, I don't know if it was the Georgia conversation, Raffensperger. I don't know if it was that one specifically when they talked about Trump didn't care about anything except just give me the votes. Give me what I need. I mean, you know, we've talked about the fact generally there's the lack of a smoking gun. But it's so blatantly obvious. It's on tape. Lordy, there's a tape of the fact that Trump pressured election officials in real time to steal an election and said, well, you know, we've got these theories, but they never had any evidence to back them up. It was nothing but cockamamie Kraken and Rudy Giuliani's drunken fever dreams. That's all they brought to the table, and they wanted to overturn a democratically run government because Rudy said, I think you could do it. I think we could pull it off. That was the only thing. Can we pull it off? And I think they thought they could.
It is stunning and unbelievable, the hubris of these people to try to pull something like that off. And along the way, being met with resistance, thankfully, not enough resistance, apparently. Some Republicans, like here in the state of Wisconsin, thought, yeah, let's try this. Let's make a go of it. But, I mean, that's ultimately the thing, right? Overturning a free and fair election in a democracy is about the most terrible thing you can do as a president.
Well, Dominic, here's a little word search. Control-F, whatever you said there. Who are the four other Congress people, and they didn't make criminal referral of Ron Johnson, at least it was not implied, in the statements of Jamie Raskin. But when it was Raskin's turn to make a statement, Raskin, who I believe has a career as a former prosecutor himself, Raskin started laying out the case. Started laying out the case using legal definitions, but then layman's definitions. And he talked about four Congress people that were going to be criminally referred for effective... Let me restate. They were going to be referred to the Ethics Committee of the House of Representatives because they had failed to honor the subpoenas. First, they had requested testimony, and then they subpoenaed testimony. And they serve in that very body, and they ignored valid subpoenas because they've been held up in courts all over the country. But there are four Congress people. Do we know who they are? And I know I'm putting you on the spot here, buddy. I'm just wondering.
I don't have it in front of me, Mike.
Is it on the Raw story somewhere? This is all pretty fresh stuff.
But we can...
We'll get there. We'll find it. It's in the report, yes. I suspect.
Jim Jordan, I believe, was one of them, but I don't want to speak out of turn. Let me pull it up.
Here's... one guy who did have a brief statement, John Eastman, and when Jamie Raskin spoke, and we're going to play the Raskin sound, and we're also going to bring you from the Washington Post, Aaron Blake, a little coverage of what's actually the criminal referrals. And then more importantly, we'll have a former U.S. attorney give us the real answers in the 5 o'clock happy hour. But, Dom, you got something. You're anxious.
I got it. The Rolling Stone is where I found this one. Of course, referring President Trump to the Department of Justice on four criminal charges. Also announced referring four Republican members of the House to the Congressional Ethics Committee, including prospective Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
Oh.
The three others, Jim Jordan, Andy Biggs, and Scott Perry.
Well, Scott Perry, it's clear, has withheld evidence because we know the other end of it was effectively Mark Meadows. Then they'd go over to Signal, an encryption app. This could ding Kevin McCarthy a little bit, couldn't it? How can you be under ethical investigation and also be the guy assigning the gavel of the guy that's going to head up the ethics committee?
I mean, nothing says MAGA more than that, dude.
Well, and Jim Jordan, of course, is supposed to be the Republican representative in control of the gavel on the Judiciary Committee. And he's under ethical, legal compromise. He always was. All the way since college. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. A happy Monday. Merry Monday. These boots
are made for. This staffer stated that Senator Johnson wished to hand deliver to the vice president the fake electors' votes from Michigan and Wisconsin.
The whole world gone crazy! Am I the only one around here who gives a shit about the rules?
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates. Never personal.
only politics.
Relative to population, I believe Waukesha County is running like twice the mortality rate of Dane County.
Right. Well, and then you and your wife braved Mayville to see the band or the plant.
But man, I'm vaxxed. I'm boosted. I'm feeling pretty good about life. Well, I don't know about good shape, but I'm vaxxed and I'm boosted.
Yeah, did you have a couple glasses of wine up there?
No wine, lots of rum. Rum-tum-tum.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A winter storm watch begins at 6 a.m. Thursday morning and continues until 6 a.m. Saturday morning. Chance of scattered snow showers tonight, otherwise overcast. Lows dip down to about 17. South winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tomorrow, high of 26. Lows around 3 above tomorrow night. About an inch of snow Wednesday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 18 degrees.
Say, man, you got a joint?
Mike Pence said no.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines will be open till the top of the hour when James Santel, former U.S. attorney, is going to join us. But in the meantime, you can hit us up, 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I started the day on the road, man. Started the day in northern Wisconsin. It's like a winter wonderland up there. I was in Amory last night, visited, spent a little time in our facility there. It's kind of cute. And then went up to Hayward. We'll be rocking out in Hayward with a new talker coming soon. The Buzz of the North. The Buzz of the North, 9:10 a.m. coming out of Hayward. Give me a couple weeks. Give the organization a couple of weeks. You know, I'm just the forward guy. I'm just the guy that drives out there and kicks tires and such. So I was out kicking some tires in Hayward this morning, Dom. And I actually heard a very entertaining show. I want to credit one of our fine hosts on the Civic Media Network, Todd Alba. If you haven't heard him yet, the Todd Alba Show was doing a live listening on WXEO. And Howard Markline was on the air. Howard Markline is a state senator from the state of Wisconsin, Republican. And he's not exactly known for doing interviews. And I got to tell you, to be thoughtful enough to do a live listen-in across the network, because you know there's a senator from the local market that's going to make a lot of things. But I'm listening to it in the Northwoods, and I'm thinking, this guy's on the Joint Finance Committee, and the answers he's giving are entirely insufficient. I mean, questions like, hey, there's an op-ed in town here that says you guys didn't put any consideration into this, and therefore the local two-year college is closing down. Have you seen the op-ed? I don't know if I've seen that op-ed. Anyways, go listen to the WXEO podcast, the interview, and I appreciate Todd Alba sharing it on his show so I could hear it up in the Northwoods. WXEO, part of the civicmedia.us family. All the shows have podcasts. Some of the last efforts of Ron Fruit, a Hall of Famer, we've got working for us for just... He's stepping off the retirement suit. I'm going to miss Ron and big interviews like he had earlier. And Todd doing a great job for us as well. Kudos to our colleagues in broadcast. But let's talk about the important stuff, Dom. The January 6th, the criminal referrals being offered. And Aaron Blake's got coverage, but I'm jumping right in. What are the criminal referrals made against what? Against Donald Trump, that's what I really care about. Obstruction of an official proceeding. U.S. Code 18-1512, subsection C. The committee's vice chair, Rep. Liz Cheney, Wyoming, spotlighted this law a year ago, which makes it a crime to, air quotes, corruptly seek to obstruct, influence, or impede any official proceeding or attempt to do so. The official proceeding was Congress's counting of the electoral votes on January 6, which the committee says Trump tried to thwart through his various schemes and by directing his supporters to the Capitol after riling them up with false voter fraud claims. The second key part of the charge is doing so corruptly. Well, that goes without saying, right, Don? But let me read what Aaron Blake writes. Which is why the committee laid out extensive evidence that Trump was told his stolen elections claims were false, that participants knew their plot to overturn the election was illegal, and that Trump acknowledged he had, in fact, lost. The committee also referred Attorney John Eastman and others, including the four congressmen you've named, Dom, and others for violation of this statute. You want to take two or?
Yes. We take number two, here? Crudy, conspiracy to defraud the United States. By citing this law to make a criminal referral of Trump, Eastman, and others, the committee says that Trump did not work alone to commit the above offense. The committee did not attempt to determine all of the potential participants in this conspiracy, as our understanding of the role of many individuals may be incomplete even today because they refuse to answer our questions, said Rep. Jimmy Raskin during Monday's hearing.
Number three, Dom. Conspiracy to make a false statement. Donald Trump can't get out of bed in the morning without making a false statement, but let me read. This concerns the so-called fake electors plot. The committee alleges that Trump conspired with others to submit to Congress in the National Archives alternative slate of Trump electors from key states, which in some cases involved falsely asserting in a legal document that they had been duly elected. So I'm going to go on a limb here, Dom, and I'm going to say if there is a conspiracy charge to be leveled against Donald Trump, wouldn't Andrew Hitt and the other Wisconsin false electors? I mean, what, you're going to tell me legal counsel said it super kosher to go commit fraud and you took their sound legal advice? I mean, if you're getting legal advice from Rudy Giuliani and the boys, you know, when the hair dye starts running, you should as well.
Crudy, as mentioned here, some of the fake electors themselves have faced legal scrutiny because of this. And number four, Crudy, incite, assist, or provide aid and comfort to an insurrection. Trump was impeached for his alleged incitement of the mob, but was later acquitted, despite a historic number of crossover votes by Republicans. The committee suggests Trump and others, through actions before and during the riot, satisfied each of the quoted words, incite, assist, and provide aid and comfort. Four, count them, one, two, three, four, criminal referrals to Donald Trump.
You know, for our conservative listeners, that's going to sting a little bit. I see a few lining up in queue. It's like a clarion call. Trump's in danger. Let's go obfuscate. Grab your buckets of mud and join us. We've got the sound of Raskin and maybe some conservative friends, conservative listeners, and CJ. 844-967-2789. Thankfully, as I traversed the great state of Wisconsin, I had the Civic Media app, did a little car play, listened to the January 6th. That was my only show prep, Dom. That and hanging out and being cool with you was listening to all the testimony, the criminal referrals. I mean, it was cool. It was historic. And we got to play it right here on the Civic Media Network. And when we come back, we're going to hear some deflecting, obfuscating Republican conservatives, at least if they have the courage to hold through the break. Come back, more Devil's Advocates, 844-967-2789. Defend them if you can.
Go get him.
All right, thank you very much.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Butler to Windlake, always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Special Report. The January 6th panel recommends four counts against former President Trump for his role in the attack on the Capitol. Maryland's Jamie Raskin.
The whole purpose and obvious effect of Trump's scheme were to obstruct, influence, and impede this official proceeding, the central moment for the lawful transfer of power.
Wyoming's Liz Cheney says Mr. Trump should be banned from federal office.
No man who would behave that way at that moment in time can ever serve in any position of authority in our nation again. He is unfit for any office.
CBS's Major Garrett says for now, the Justice Department is not commenting.
It will be the weightiest decision this Justice Department will ever have to make, because we've never indicted a former president, let alone one seeking that office again.
CBS News Special Report, I'm Monica Ricks.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. State lawmakers say the Evers administration should share more information about the rest of the $1.9 billion in pandemic relief money Wisconsin got from Washington and how it will be spent. Wisconsin got $5.7 billion, and $3.7 billion of that has already been spent. Outside analysts say much of Wisconsin's pandemic relief money has gone to small businesses. People in Wisconsin have $640 million worth of assets, like cash from forgotten savings accounts, uncashed payroll checks and stocks and mutual funds, and unclaimed money from safe deposit boxes. The director of tax operations says 1 in 10 people in Wisconsin has unclaimed assets coming to them. In sports, the Packers host the Rams tonight. The Bucks are at New Orleans. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
¿Te tiene agobiado tu trabajo? ¿Sueñas con una carrera profesional donde puedas ganar más dinero y te sientas apreciado? Si tu respuesta es afirmativa, entonces Sigma Castings, una división de Sigma Engineered Solutions en Marquesan y Jackson, es tu respuesta. Son más que una empresa, son una familia de expertos dedicados que abarcan continentes. Te harán sentir apreciado de muchas maneras. Por ejemplo, el nivel básico de pago es de $18 por hora con revisiones periódicas de rendimiento. Después de los primeros 90 días de empleo, tendrás derecho a 80 horas de vacaciones más 11 feriados pagados. Aún más, ganarías un bono de $2,000 por permanecer en tu puesto. Te ofrecen un paquete de beneficios robusto, con primas bajas y excelente cobertura, y su plan de retiro 401k te va a impresionar. Se está contratando ahora para el primer turno, lunes a viernes, de 5 de la mañana a 2 de la tarde. Empieza tu nueva carrera ya con Sigma Castings en Marquesan y Jackson. Encuéntralos en Indeed o llama a 920-260-8560 y levántate en la mañana feliz de ir al trabajo.
Self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. Self-monitoring is power. Visit managerbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Save the $2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. A merry Monday, as far as I'm concerned. Some of our conservative friends, less so. But let's not forget, Monday night football going off. Packers playing tonight, hosting the Rams.
Ooh.
Favored by 7. An interesting number. The hapless Packers haven't been great this year. But you can hear them on our favorite radio station in Richland Center, WRCO. Unfortunately, we cannot bring you that streaming. But if you're in like the four county area, Sauk, anywhere, I heard that station all the way to Toma. Try 100.9. The Packers will be on. But anyways, Dom, I also made a statement. Jamie Raskin, I don't actually see a prosecutorial background in his history. But here's a couple of notes. He graduated from Harvard, magnum cum laude, Phi Beta Kappa, at 20 years old, with a Bachelor of Arts in Government and a concentration in political theory. In 1987, he received his JD, magnum cum laude from Harvard Law School, where he was the editor of the Harvard Law Review, and he has been a constitutional law professor at the American University Washington College of Law for more than 25 years, but I'm not clear that he was ever a prosecutor, and I implied he was. But he sounded like one today on the radio. Sure. In the January 6th hearing I referenced, we played it out right here on the civic media across the network. But let's get to the people, Dom, unless you got a quick thought.
No, let's roll. 844-967-2789. Doug from Cudahy, you will be first. Welcome, Doug. What do you got for us?
Hey, Doug.
Hey, are you there, brothers?
Yeah, I'm on. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes. You're on the radio, Doug.
All right, so sorry about that. I just want to say that you guys are doing God's work with the radio network that you've achieved in this realm. All of us are hearing you loud and clear here in Cudahy. We're still here, even though you are not down on Brady Street anymore. We still love you, brother.
Thank you. 5:40 a.m., man. Just you can still find us. You can hear us in Cudahy.
No, hell yeah. I've got you almost every day.
I got an email from Lexington, Kentucky overnight. Guy was listening to the Beast of the East, 5:40 a.m., listening to it on his radio in Lexington, Kentucky last night.
Oh, that's so good. So I'm so proud of you, and you guys are just killing it. All right, so the only reason I've called in is I think that Jamie Raskin just slammed it today. He brought it home, and I want to let you guys know that guys in Cudahy, like me, I have listened to Jamie Raskin, and we are way, way supporting prosecution. It's enough. Enough is enough here. And just thank you for your work, and we'll see you on the other side of this. But love your brothers, man. That's.
Thank you, Doug. Very kind words. Thank you for listening. 5:40 a.m. on the Beast of the East, the Civic Media app. You can listen. Quick note, our soon-to-be guest, our good friend James Santel, has a very pragmatic note to add. Significant historically and important politically, but also procedurally unnecessary and legally irrelevant. Anyway, see you at 5, he says. See you on the radio, Jim. The host of Morning Cannolis, former U.S. attorney, friend of the devils, James Santel, coming for the happier happy hour. But we got the request. He was invoked. I think we got to play some Jamie Raskin sound. When it was Raskin's turn, this constitutional lawyer, well, it was his turn to lay out the case for the criminal referrals. And gonna need your help with this, E-Bone. Let's play Jamie Raskin. Perhaps never a prosecutor, but he sure sounded like one today. Cut number 10.
Ours is not a system of justice where foot soldiers go to jail and the masterminds and ringleaders get a free pass.
Let's keep going with Jamie Raskin. Cut 11, please.
Makes it unlawful for anyone to corruptly obstruct, influence, or impede any official proceeding of the United States government. We believe that the evidence described by my colleagues today and assembled throughout our hearings warrants a criminal referral of former President Donald J. Trump, John Eastman, and others for violations of this statute.
I like that he's naming names, Tom.
Yeah, very, very succinct and specific.
The esteemed Congressman, Jamie Raskin, he was an impeachment manager, but today he sounded like a prosecutor. Play it for the people. Cut number 12.
The committee has developed significant evidence that President Trump intended to disrupt the peaceful transition of power under our Constitution.
And there is, according to Jamie Raskin, and I agree on this point, there is no greater betrayal. Cut 13, please.
The president has an affirmative and primary constitutional duty to act to take care that the laws be faithfully executed. Nothing could be a greater betrayal of this duty than to assist in insurrection against the constitutional order.
Yes.
Wow, man.
That is the greatest betrayal of all. I hear like Whitney Houston, like the greatest love of all. The greatest betrayal of all is Donald Trump's betrayal of the American people, the Constitution. I mean, the guy was the... He swore to uphold and defend. I'll just
none of that matters to a guy like Donald Trump. And not only did he, you know, plot this thing out with his cronies and lie to his MAGA, of course, collected all that money from them as well, and then and inspired them, encouraged them, incited them to attack the Capitol. Well, he went. Because he couldn't go, he pouted a little bit. Remember, he wanted to go, and Secret Service wouldn't let him. So he sat his fat ass down on his in the dining room and watched television for 3 hours. For 3 hours while his supporters attacked the police. So I don't want to hear about any of you MAGAs backing the badge.
Technically, I believe it was 187 minutes. I think we got more sound from Raskin. While there's time, he was invoked. Let's play it. Decisions made. Cut 14, please.
We chose to advance the names of people where we felt certain that there was abundant evidence that they had participated in crimes. And so we're sending those over.
Now, these are right, post-game interview, it sounds like, post-hearing.
Yeah, yeah, and this and these are... So you have to assume then they were really buttoned down on the referrals that they gave, right? These are the guarantees, and they don't have all the information. Someone could plead the fifth, or they couldn't get the info, whatever, maybe the phones. They don't have the tools that the Department of Justice has. So they got to work with what they got. And so the implication that I hear is there's a whole lot more potentially to come from others that could be charged as the DOJ opens up or expands their investigation.
What would Mr. Burns say? Release the hounds.
Right.
More accurately, release the transcripts. The Department of Justice will have the benefit of congressional transcripts. Lying to Congress is still a crime. So presumably there is an onus to tell the truth in the transcripted evidence, the copious.
Or you plead the fifth.
Or you just pull a Michael Flynn and plead the fifth. Do you believe in the peaceful transfer of power? I plead the fifth.
Morally or politically? Both. I plead the fifth. You know, if you're going to plead the fifth on both, why are you asking, Flynn?
A little bit more from Jimmy Raskin, the esteemed congressman, I believe, from Maryland. Cut number 15, please.
We wanted to proceed in such a way that we could all feel certain that these were people where evidence exists that they engaged in criminal offenses against the country.
And I think if you serve in the government, you should care about history and you should care about your legacy, our legacy. Cut number 16.
I don't know what our legacy is going to be. I hope that our legacy will be an unswerving devotion to the facts, the rule of law, and the Constitution.
And one more from Raskin, post-game interview, post-criminal referral of the president, former president, four different alleged charges. Raskin, cut 17, please.
We were charged with dealing an event that is radically unique in American history. Nobody before, much less a president, had ever come so close to overthrowing a presidential election and bypassing the Constitution. That's what we were dealing with.
844-967-2789. CJ's kind of guy. How you doing, CJ?
Hey, CJ.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. But, you know, as I listen to you, you never, or the January 6th committee, never plays the part of Trump's speech where he says, go in peace. And that's all it's going to take.
You can't rile up a crowd for an hour and then say go in peace and say that somehow exempts you from the riling up, the actions, the incitement. And it wasn't just the speech, CJ. What is being alleged here is that he conspired on a multitude of levels. This just wasn't about the mob. It was about the procedural coup.
Merrick Garland, AG, Merrick Garland's not going to bring a case.
No,
because he doesn't
the special counsel will.
He doesn't have a case because all you got to do is play that part of his speech. And funny thing is,
No, but CJ, we've already addressed that. You can't go tell people to go murder someone for an hour and then say, "Oh, go in peace," and then think that just takes it all back. You see what I'm saying? I mean, you can't just undo that, man, but with one additional tweet.
Never play that, though, do they? Never. You know why? Because
it's irrelevant to the greater incitement, the greater criminal charges that have been leveled against your guy, this former president of the United States. Effectively, he was part of an insurrection against the Constitution. He wanted his own vice president hung. I mean, he tried to inspire violence against his own VP. I mean, you're going to tell me he's still a swell guy? I just don't see it from the right perspective. I'm sorry, man. I'm not going to get there with you, CJ. Even if he said go in peace. CJ, go in peace. 844-967-2789. Dick from Madison, you're next. Welcome.
Hey, Dick.
Go in peace. You've done enough damage today. But, you know, seriously, there's one thing that I have a problem with this, all of this. And the United States Congress and Senate both need to clean something up. This is great, these referrals, but they don't have a real lot of teeth other than you send it there and you're
they're irrelevant. Yes, they the only
legally
teeth
they are not right. They cannot be legally forced. They cannot force the DOJ to.
But Dick, where I think they matter is in the court of public opinion. In the court of public opinion, the former president was just criminally referred by a bipartisan panel, along with copious evidence of the crimes.
And you know what? And you know what they'll say? There were only two, and they were rhinos. But
Dick, you know, here's the thing. At what point does that stop? Oh, there was only two. There's only one. There's only four. Four out of ten. So what? There's always going to be something. The fact of the matter is, it was a bipartisan committee, man.
But can I just convey this to you?
Yes.
Here's something that I see that really stinks. If you're going to have any of these things going forward, and I brought this up to Matt earlier, somebody like, for instance, Jim Jordan and Kevin McCarthy, you've been subpoenaed and you didn't show up. Why should you, under any circumstance, have a committee and be investigating anything going forward?
Right. No question, Dick, and that is a great point, and that's why they're being referred, at least to the Ethics Committee. But I would take it further. If Jim Jordan, at the head of his Judiciary Committee, issues a subpoena, why would anybody feel like they have to follow it if Jim Jordan received the same similar subpoena from another committee in Congress and he blew it off? Why should anybody else give a damn?
No, my subpoena is valid.
You're right.
Not like that other subpoena I didn't because, you know, I said that was all partisan. But mine are valid. They're realsies.
For surezies.
Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I want to actually look at the changing Wisconsin demographics in our backyard, Tom. Can't all be J6 action, but we'll do a lot more of the J6 coverage. We got to find former prosecutor. This one I feel confident put some people in jail. He's our good friend, James Santel. And I mean that in the best sort of way. Wish it were Trump.
Finish your high school diploma for you and your family. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Speaker Voss, I understand you don't have any children. Does that mean he's been possibly practicing
sex with
contraceptives?
What?
Or is he just less than a man? How do you go through the entire life three wives later and no chitlins?
Shooting blanks?
Perhaps.
Pull and pray.
Doubtful.
Not getting any.
Unlikely.
Unable to perform.
More likely.
Paying for it.
I hate to judge.
We don't judge here. We're the Devil's Advocate.
Listen to the Devil's Advocates live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
A winter storm watch begins at 6 a.m. Thursday morning and continues until 6 a.m. Saturday morning. Chance of scattered snow showers tonight, otherwise overcast. Lows dip down to about 17. South winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tomorrow, high of 26. Lows around 3 above tomorrow night. About an inch of snow Wednesday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 18 degrees.
The Devil's Advocates, rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open 844-967-2789.
Dominic, the great state of Wisconsin, my beloved home state, it's going through changes, politically going through changes. And I'd like to share a little of them through the reporting Craig Gilbert special to the Journal Sentinel. And we'll try to make it special for you. But I have theories I'll share a little bit later. Yeah. Dominic, it's been 8 years since Republican Scott Walker won his last big victory for governor. And the coalition that elected him in Wisconsin three times is showing major leaks. No community illustrates this better than Walker's one-time home, the populous Milwaukee suburb, Atosa, baby, Wauwatosa. Walker won Wauwatosa by 5 percentage points in 2014. Then he lost it by 16 in 2018. Suck it, wanker. That's what Tosa said. And in last month's race for governor, Republican Tim Michaels lost it by 40. Oh. Lost Wauwatosa by 40. Wauwatosa moved further in a Democratic direction this fall than any community in Wisconsin of more than 200 people. And Tosa is not alone. There's been huge voting shifts away from the Republican Party in the Milwaukee suburbs. The suburban half of Walker's once potent rural suburban coalition has steadily frayed in the last four election cycles, 16, 18, 20, and 22, especially in the state's most populous metro area, Milwaukee. Nearly 50 Milwaukee area suburbs have seen a voting shift of more than, wait for it, Tom, 20 points.
Whew.
50 Milwaukee area suburbs shifting 20 points since Walker's 2014 victory, and some have seen shifts of 30 points or more. These shifts have all, every single one of them, been away from the Republican Party, away from the GOP. And the steep GOP decline across the suburbs of both Milwaukee and Madison, where I'm originating right now in the Solidarity Realty Studios, really jumps off the page when you start to examine the vote for governor and U.S. Senate this fall at the local level. Dom, you going to help?
Sure, I'll jump in here. Greg Gilbert reporting. To do that analysis, Gilbert used an election database compiled by John Johnson from the Luber Center for Public Policy Research and Civic Foundation Education at Marquette Law. The database showed how each one of Wisconsin's more than 1,800 cities, towns, and villages voted in recent election cycles. Compared to the county-by-county results, the municipal voting pattern gives us a sharper picture of where the state's biggest political shifts in both directions are occurring and what that means for future statewide elections. And both kinds of shifts are clearly happening. Four elections in a row, not always at the same speed or at the same scale, the high education suburbs of Milwaukee and Madison have been getting bluer, while rural counties and small towns around the state have been getting redder. And he puts on a list of the sharpest swings towards Democrats between the 18 election for governor, which Evers won by 1.1 points, and the 22, which Evers won by 3.4. And there's a list here. Corrine, I'll just run down here quick. Wauwatosa, as mentioned, a 24-point swing. River Hills, a 24-point swing. Now, these are plus 9.4 Republican, 2 plus 14.6 Democratic. So that's the spread, how you're coming up with these numbers. Whitefish Bay, my town, a 23-point swing. Wind Point, 23. Mequon, 22-point swing. Bayside, 21-point swing. Elm Grove, a 21-point swing. Fox Point, a 21-point swing. Brookfield, a 20-point swing. And Menominee Falls, a 19-point swing. Gilbert writes that these 10 communities are all relatively high education, high income suburbs in the southeastern counties of Milwaukee, Ozaukee, Waukesha, and Racine. A little further down the same list, you will find more places in metropolitan Milwaukee, like Cedarburg, Germantown, and Delafield, and numerous Madison suburbs like Middleton, Fitchburg, and Verona.
Well, that's where I live, Dom.
See? If the Democratic collapse in rural Wisconsin and northern Wisconsin was the most dramatic feature of the 2016 election map, then the unchecked Republican decline in suburban southern Wisconsin is the most arresting feature of the 2022 map.
So basically, the Milwaukee suburbs, and obviously Donald Trump, you know, some people thought, let's give him a chance back in 16. And then they saw his governance. And I can understand why they would be repelled from the governance of Donald Trump, but he was not on the midterm ballot. You can say Tim Michaels was the personification of Trumpiness. Maybe he was. He was the closest thing running in the state of Wisconsin, although I'd say look at Ron Johnson. The incumbent senator won re-election narrowly, but Tim Michaels got his ass handed to him, almost 90,000 votes. Tony tripled his margin. And in a lot of cases, a lot of that differential, A, came from Dane County, where we've been on the airwaves for 11 years, Tom.
Wow.
And then these other municipalities you've just enumerated, every single one of them turning from Republican to Democratic, more Democratic. And I would point out, what happened at the end of 2016? Well, a fixture in right-wing talk in Milwaukee, Charlie Sykes, left town in 2016. And we came to town on February 1st of 2017. You and I and Earl, we've been doing this a long time in the Milwaukee market. This is 5 turning 6 years, pretty quick, that we've been effectively trying to influence hearts and minds. And you know the routine, Dom. But if you look at the parts of the state that are turning more blue, substantially more blue in the current sense, well, you can hear my voice there. And you could for, let's say, most of the last 5 years. And the places that need to turn more blue, at least in my opinion, Dom, well, I'm spending more and more time outstate, Dom. Spend a little time in the North Woods this weekend because, you know, got to make some friends, got to start laying down some roots, got to get a facility, make sure our radio station's blasting loud and clear up there. And then you can start changing things. You know what? In the Minneapolis, where I was at, Amory, Hayward area, they don't get State of Wisconsin news. Guy I met with last night used to own the radio station, Wexy 1260, there in Amory. Well, you know what? He's not MAGA, but he's more conservative than I am. But you know what he clamors for? News of the state he lives in. He's stuck listening to the news accounts of what's happening in Minnesota because they're in the Minneapolis media market. You can see the TV stations, but you got to have a floater out in the lake before they mention your hometown if you're from Amory. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They don't care. They don't give a damn about you. But we do, Amory. We do. Polk County. In fact, I'll have your Badgers for you. By next fall, I feel pretty confident we'll be doing local sports, football, all that kind of stuff, Don. And if you're in southwestern Wisconsin, don't forget Big Packer game tonight. But Civic Media, we're coming for you. We're going to see if we can start changing some narratives, Dom. It might take a little longer, but we're going to turn it all from red to purplish to blue. Come back with us. Devil's Advocates, a fine guest, host of Morning Cannolis, James Santel, our good friend, former federal prosecutor. Unlike Jamie Raskin, he actually put people in jail, although I'm kind of counting on these newest criminal referrals of the former president to do the trick. Come back, more Devils. You're listening right now, a Merry Monday edition, a happier happy hour. But James Santel is next. I said that time may change me, but I can't
trace time. A silent night, a star above. a blessed gift of hope and love. May this be a Christmas for you and yours from Mia's. Bring in any non-perishables all month long and receive a voucher for Mia's on Clinton Street, delicious home-style Italian. Magellan's, best pizza and craft beers in town, 54 of them on tap. Art and Framing 123 in downtown Waukesha. Come in and meet Dan, the Friday night live artist. And Mary Jane's, all things hemp. A silent night, a star above, a blessed gift of hope and love. May this be a Christmas for you and yours from Mia's. Bring in any non-perishables all month long and receive a voucher for Mia's on Clinton Street, delicious home-style Italian. Magellan's, best pizza and craft beers in town, 54 of them on tap. Art and Framing 123 in downtown Waukesha. Come in and meet Dan, the Friday night live artist. And Mary Jane's, all things hemp.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.